Right. Welcome back and Shakumaku, everybody. It's a fine evening, and the big hat fact is where we are now. The best part of the show, eh? Those of you heading towards the mainland and those of you heading from the island into the mainland, from the mainland back into the island, I hope you're having a great ride, the ride of your lives. Don't worry about the traffic if you've just been introduced to it. It is the sight and sounds of Nigeria's economic hub, the commercial NEF Center. So fasten the seatbelt and listen to a great show, which is what we do on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Slow and steady, you get home and be with your loved ones and the family. All right, let's do this first. Thank you very much, Prince. Just to correct and put in proper perspective, before we get into the big discussion today, this correction to the Inspector General of Police, the Acting Inspector General of Police, the procedure. So I sort of got things mixed up. And Prince pointed me to the new Police Act signed into law 2020 by President Muhammadu Buhari, and also in line with the Constitution. So all along we've been saying the Council of State, which isn't exactly correct. So it is the Police Council. The Police Council headed by the President includes also the 36 states governors, as well as a former Inspector General of Police appointed by the President decides who will become the Inspector General of Police. And then that name is then submitted to the President and then is announced as the Acting Inspector General of Police and then confirmed by the Senate. That's why he's still acting. It has to be confirmed by the Senate. So here's clause 7 of that act, saying that a senior police officer, clause 7, not below the rank of an assistant inspector general of police. So this current inspector general of police is a assistant DIG. So he's not exactly DIG yet. So he was a DIG first in December 2020. So those of you who are hearing some argument about what exactly his rank before he was now decorated as Acting Inspector General of Police was that there are substantive DIGs, Usman Baba, the new acting IG, was an acting DIG before, assistant DIG rather, before he became some really interesting information there. So the appointment procedure, back to that, includes a formal application, nomination by the Police Council, which I mentioned, appointment by the President from the Council's recommendation, and then a Senate confirmation. So the Senate confirmation is where we are at there. And then furthermore, if you want to know, the removal process for the IGP would only be occasioned by misconduct, gross violation of the Constitution, or demonstrated incapacity to effectively discharge his or her duties. This process includes investigation by the Police Council and then a Senate approval. It also proposes a 5-year tenure for the IGP in Clause 7, Subsection 6. So that's also important information for you to have. So once again, it's the Senate that will confirm the Acting Inspector General of Police. And that will be confirmed, that will put forward at a later date. And just one more thing I was going to also point out to you is that I'm sure if you follow the argument, which I don't know why it skipped my mind, in 2018 or thereabout, the Inspector General of Police then wanted the Senate role to be done away with. So you just have the Police Council and then the President, and then there will be no acting IG situation, and then, but that did not happen. So the Senate will still have to confirm this IG. That's why he's acting. Right. So to the big hard fact, which is with the World Health Day. This is massive all across the country. We're supposed to have the country director WHO this evening, but he's had such a up till 5-10 minutes ago. I was still with his people there in Edo State, where they're having a meeting with the governor together with the Minister of Health. So we cannot have him now. Probably we'll have him public square on Friday. But let's see many of the issues we're going to talk about. So we're going to have a direct conversation, you and I, on our healthcare situation. The theme for this year's World Health Day is participate in building a fairer and healthier world. That will be the focus of much of the discussion. How fair is the country's healthcare system? You'd answer that question for me. How healthy is Nigeria's healthcare system also too? And the COVID-19 pandemic, which we've talked about for over a year now, has provided us the opportunity to really assess the country's healthcare, you know, from a government perspective and from an individual point of view. I'm sure the jury already is out on what you think about this. There are a number of important statistics which has helped shape the country's healthcare. And Behat Fakim will be sharing some of the statistics with you. And it sort of paints the picture, first from the government point of view and policy-wise, and also will paint a picture for you in understanding just where we are in terms of investment in the country's healthcare. Nigeria has 23,640 beds, and this is from the Ministry of Health. 23,540. So that puts, you do the mathematics, that's 5 hospital beds per 10,000 population. That's grossly inadequate. 5 hospital beds per 10,000 population. That's something for us to really look at and see how improvements can happen. In terms of number of medical personnel, we have a ratio. I'll get to the exact number. Let's talk about the ratio first. 1 doctor to 2,753 medical doctors. And this is far from recommendations of the World Health Organization, which the WHO has also put in its country report as one of the big issues we're dealing with in terms of medical personnel. 1 doctor to 2,755. Wow. Total number of medical doctors we have in the country has risen from the 40,000 or thereabout to 74,543. We've also had an increase in terms of health workers in the country. But we're still far from where we should be. We're closer to half a million medical doctors, but we're 74,543. And I'm sure if you've been following the news, we have a huge problem in terms of doctors who are leaving the country in droves in search of better working conditions. How much does healthcare cost in the country? On the average, research is showing us that people paying between 10,000 naira and 40,000 naira, depending on the institution chosen. I'd like to hear from you also too when I open the phone lines and on social media.
You ask the questions.
How much you're spending on healthcare. So I would like to hear from you also too. There's also something which I think would love to hear from you also too, healthcare insurance cover. As at last year, a survey was carried out. And this survey showed about 97% of the people surveyed don't have any health insurance. In other words, they're spending from their pockets, leaving 3% of the individuals to deal with. And there's also a breakdown in terms of geopolitical zones, how this has happened. The highest coverage registered among males in the North Central and Southwest regions, where the greatest spendings have happened. On the average, Nigerian households are spending 6.1% of their annual expenditure on health. So if you make maybe 500,000 naira, a million naira in a year, take out 6% is what on the average people are spending on health care. Remember, 97% of the people surveyed in this report recently done don't have any health insurance. Life expectancy, 60.87% is the figure for life expectancy. What I see here, 59 for male and 63 for female. This is one of the lowest life expectancy at birth, one of the lowest in the African continent. So we have Children below the age of five, we're somewhere up there on the ladder in terms of children who are dying from three major diseases, cholera, diarrhea, as well as malaria. And the malaria remains a huge problem also too for the country. So still just painting the picture of the country's healthcare, I'm sure you're beginning to see why we are where we are in terms of healthcare, and it goes on and on. But I think we can then now go to the phone lines. And you tell me about what you think about the country's healthcare. Have you been to the hospital in recent times or healthcare facility? You can share with us your experience and some of the things you think should be done. I've been to the hospital several times for a loved one to see what's happening at the general hospital. And I've seen some improvement, but I've also seen people in dire straits. The daily, I've seen the challenges are immense, massive. This is Lagos State, where there's been some investment in healthcare. And honestly speaking, it leaves me with tears in my eyes what people have to go through when they get ill. Anything more than malaria and typhoid, like we say, you're in trouble in this country. There's also what to think about while this World Health Day has been celebrated. You have resident doctors on strike. So it just paints a picture of what exactly is going on with the healthcare system. All across the country, doctors have down tools because the government has reneged on its agreement with them in how funding for the hospitals as well as payments for their earnings, an agreement they had signed with the government, had not been met. So let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. How healthy, how fair is the country's healthcare system? 0700-993-993-993. We're doing our own survey here. You can call us and talk with us. We'd love to hear from you on this World Health Day. Don't forget there's also the international target we're looking at, 2030, which is the Sustainable Development Goal, health, accessible health for all, and equal health for all. Let's talk and find out some really, really troubling statistics we're looking at. This is also the COVID-19 year, and we'll also throw in the COVID discussion also too in terms of vaccinations. 4 million vaccines received. And then of those 4 million vaccines, a little over 800,000 have been given out. We still expect about 16 million. There's a COVID Gavi arrangement, the African Union arrangement, which wants the government, which the government believes by next year, we probably will have over 100 million people vaccinated against the COVID-19. Christopher is calling in from Ikoyi, and it's a pleasure to have you join us on Heart Fact, Christopher.
Chief Obo.
Hey, Chief Christopher.
Shaku Maku.
Maku Shi.
Yala, yala. The honorable one of Nigeria Info.
Where it is.
I want to thank you very much.
Go ahead.
I think Nigerians shouldn't be celebrating with the world, what did you call them?
World Health Day. Well, we may not celebrate, but we can ask valid questions, I think.
No, we shouldn't. Whatever those guys are doing, Nigerians shouldn't be part of it. I hear the discussion this afternoon. People are making excuses for the people in government. Before I was there, 2011, my wife fell sick. I rushed her to Ibobi. No bed. They put us by somewhere, the balcony or corridor, they call that thing. Then after some time, they say, Uncle Chris, come, if you can pay, there's a bed space. I paid. She spent 3 months in Ibobi. From there, they refer us to Luth. Luth, we get to Luth. She's in the ambulance. Ibobi have a brand new ambulance then. They rush us to Luth. They said, oh, no space. So I think Luth is about 3 floors. They say no space, and my wife can't walk because she fell down in front of her office. She couldn't walk for 4 years. So we're in the ambulance. They said this strike issue was going on. They said, oh, there is spillover, unless if you can pay. It's about 100,000 a week. Then one of the nurses said, Uncle Chris, don't worry, I will help you to check the ground floor if there is space. But 1 week, can you pay? I said, what do I do? I want my wife to survive. My brother, I paid. They call that place spillover. I think it's still there in Luth.
Yeah, it's still,
AC,
it's still
everything,
there.
You get all the treatment.
Yeah, still there.
So after 1 week, space come out at the first floor. Now to take her upstairs, you know she can't walk. I had to settle the guy who operated the lift. Because there is no life. A jerrycan of 50 liters of diesel then is worth 6,000 naira. I had to settle that guy to make sure they operate the lift to take my wife to first floor. She spent 8 months in loot. Chifobo, 8 months. Then this is a strike issue. The same this food dragon they are dragging. They asked us to take all our patients. A private hospital opposite loot. I rushed out there. Those one took 35,000. Look, Chifobo, I want to thank Nigeria. We still have some good Samaritans. I don't know them from anywhere. Just people are asking about me. Where is Uncle Kri? We don't hear of him anymore. Then the radio presenter said, oh, the wife is sick. People started calling me. Get me your account number, do this. Nigerians come to my aid then. I never take loan since I've been working, but I took loan. So Chifobo, finally what I'm saying, the Minister of Health,
right,
and the one for state, that my senator, Mamaura, right?
Right, Mamaura.
Yes, yeah. These guys, they know what to do.
Right.
But because of the affordable politics, all of them are playing with human life.
Right.
They allow these things to go. And the man is in London and people are making excuses for him. Right. Chifobo, I want to thank you and your station. And right, quick one other thing, I right, want to beg Nigerians.
Right.
We should have respect for people in the office. Did you hear Chief Ezedum this afternoon?
Distract from the conversation. But thank you.
No, they should have respect for people in the office. Right. One in the morning was saying shame to Buhari, shame to President Jonathan, right, President Buhari, a whole right, president right, of a country.
Right. All
would
right,
you have respect for them, please?
All right, Christopher.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Keep the calls coming in. 0700-993-993-993. I know some of you may not be able to get in through the phone line, so you can go on Twitter. You can also go on Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info FM, hashtag Nigeria Info HF. That's the hashtag. You can also talk with us on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Again, on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Aloy is calling us from Ojo. Hello, Aloy.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's wonderful having me on the air.
Thank you very much.
See,
give us your experience about the healthcare system. You have a first-hand experience.
I am a medical personnel.
Brilliant.
So I have abandoned the practice.
Good grief. You abandoned the practice.
Yes, because it's only in Nigeria you will study. When you come out, you look for your real career. Now, I don't know whether you have visited some teaching hospitals.
Well, I was at the General Hospital in Lagos Island for at least over 2 months, so I have a fair idea.
Lagos is trying. Lagos City is trying. My wife gave birth at the Gondu General Hospital.
Good.
In fact, I dashed the nurses money when I discovered the way they functioned. Like they have enough incubator there. Their lab was well equipped. In fact, once you give birth, they will separate the baby from the mother.
Good.
The only challenge there is that they don't have beds where the mother sleeps. Once they separate the baby, they will take the baby to the private ward. You know, I don't know if they have finished the new building, whether they have had enough bed there.
Right.
But it will shock you when you visit some hospitals in the east. For example, Olu teaching hospitals. You know, some of these places don't have a working microscope. A whole teaching hospital.
Good grief. Good grief.
Microscope of 50,000 naira is not working in these places.
Good grief.
My brother, if you find yourself in this country and you are not a person or that when your name is mentioned,
right,
or maybe someone will say, I don't know.
Aloy, in fact, I have two questions for you. This thing you say about the hospital in the southeast, Aloy, in fact, I'm just looking at some of the data here. And it's actually in the southeast, you have more people spend money out of pocket for healthcare. I guess that explains if you cannot afford microscope, in, plenty of questions for the governors to have to deal with. My question with you is, you, a medical practitioner, you refuse to go into practice because of what you consider to be the horrible system that you thought was there. But with your experience at the Gondo General Hospital, did it convince you that you should go back? Maybe there's hope at the end of this tunnel.
My brother, if I go back,
right,
I will not be able to take care of my future. He's not been studying. I'm a medical lab scientist.
Good.
He's not going to school to study to come out certificate. But whatever you are going to be making out of this country,
right.
will he be able to give you a befitting meal? Mm. Will he be able to take care of school fees of 900,000-800,000 naira for right. your children?
Yeah.
Will he build a shelter for you?
I know these are valid. These are very, very valid concerns of you that you have. But this is one of the major problems we have. You see, they're building hospitals everywhere, but they don't have the people to equip them. If you're a medical lab scientist with the required training to be in those other places.
Can I shock you on something?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, for example, HIV kit. Yeah?
Right.
Government said in the government hospital, HIV test is free.
Right.
For example, the fifth day to do that test is vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, people, when they say that are selling that vitamin in the market,
right.
are those people in the official hospital that government gave you to who carry it at the market and go and sold it off?
Oh, boy.
Okay, let me give you an example. There's a drug they call Metizan. Metizan is an antimicrobial drug. Federal government owned that drug. They brought it in. It's free. My brother will not get it free anywhere. So a pharmacist are selling it in disguise. They will tell you they don't have it. Once you show them that you know what is going on, they will give you the drug. Very expensive.
Yeah.
Is it in the country?
Right.
Yes. A lot is going on. People are selling even the equipment they have in some hospitals, selling it for their own benefit. When nobody is monitoring, it's not building an empire for hospitals is the case. Do you have a government to monitor those things? Do they have maintenance?
Right. Aloy, thank you very much. Very useful with the information you've given to us, and it gives us a great idea of what is going on. The people who won't practice because of the system, and the deficit is massive in terms of medical professionals who should be in the field but cannot practice because of certain conditions that Aloy has mentioned. Health is wealth. That is the reason we must take the health of Nigerians very seriously. Why the president cannot be treated in a Nigerian hospital to discourage others from traveling abroad? It's a million naira question. Alhaji Babatunde Egon, who is writing from Alimosho in Lagos. I agree with you. We're not taking the health, our health seriously at all, if you ask me, in terms of spending, in terms of even the conversation around healthcare, in terms of even the politicians who are seeking office. You ask them questions about what are their healthcare plans, we get very vague answers. South Africa, they call Nigeria the trigger. South Africa is the nozzle. Half of Nigeria's budget is what South Africa is spending on its healthcare, and it still says it is not enough. South Africa's population, far less than half of Nigeria's population, they spend half of about 7 trillion naira on healthcare. Don't ask me how much we spend on healthcare. We're not even close to half a billion naira in terms of capital expenditure. All right. I don't think I can take in a call yet. I'm going to go on a quick break very soon. When I come back, we're taking more calls. You're going to tell us about your experience with the country's healthcare. You're a medical practitioner. You one who's had first-hand experience with healthcare can tell us how much you spend on healthcare. Is it sustainable or not? Talk with us on WhatsApp and then... we will love to hear what you have to say. Let's see. 08095975805 is the number on WhatsApp at Nigeria Info FM is on Twitter. I'll go on a quick break and I come back. We'll take your calls some more and your messages. Please don't go anywhere.
This is Hard Facts.
Well, welcome back. It's 21 minutes to 6 and the day is drawing to a close. I'm Awo Obo and this is Hard Facts. And on Hard Fact, we're looking at the World Health Day. Are we participating in building a fairer and healthier world? The question is localized to us. In a country where things haven't happened exactly as it should be, resident doctors are on strike. The country's life expectancy at 60. It goes on and on and on. And we're trying to unpick and find out just exactly how it's happening. Many people spending money from their pocket and don't have health insurance, and that is affecting the quality of lives adversely. I am looking at a statement from the World Health Organization Regional Director for Africa, Dr. Mashido Moeti, and he says that the COVID-19 pandemic has shone a light on inequalities between countries. And I'm just looking at those things he's talked about and how true they are. How the COVID-19 pandemic pushed African countries to the back of the queue in accessing COVID-19 tests, in getting personal protective equipment, and now vaccines. Of the 548 million COVID-19 vaccine doses administered worldwide, only 11 million, which is just 2%, just 2% the African continent has taken, whereas the continent accounts for over 17% of global population. So this inequality which we see amongst countries globally, where there's discrimination on gender, place of residence, income, and it goes on and on. It's even happening within the African countries themselves. Someone talked about the, you know, the disparity in healthcare in Lagos, and take, for example, the state in the Southeast where a microscope he couldn't get. So that shows us there's even inequality, even in healthcare within the country, and is also affecting the delivery of healthcare system. The ones who cannot work in places where they consider to be okay in pursuance of their profession and the lofty goals of the medical practice find their way to places like Lagos, maybe Port Harcourt, and when they are tired, they ship themselves outside the country. That's what we're faced with here. 0700-993-993-993. How fair, how equitable is healthcare in Nigeria? 0700-993-993-993. And there's the line for the female callers. 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. I've seen messages on WhatsApp, and I will come to you guys in a short while. Odinaka is calling in from Cement Bus Stop, and we are on to you straight away, Odinaka. Hello and good evening. Kindly move away from the device you're listening to. Okay,
good evening.
Great.
I'm Odinaka. I'm calling in from Cement Bus Stop.
All right, go ahead, Odinaka.
Yes. But it's just my news. That is one of the least says, but it's too much.
Oh, okay.
Imagine a country.
We're getting a disruption to your call, Odinaka. Can you try again? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, now.
Go ahead. Oh, dear. I'm so sorry. We cannot get a clear connection with you, but try. I hope you can get through again so you can continue from where you stopped. Formatic Emmy from Bariga says on WhatsApp, Nigeria's health sector is in total decadence. Even the Ministry of State for Health, Dr. Mamora, who is a medical doctor, owns a hospital on the island, is supposed to improve things in the sector, but politics blinding eyes to do the needful. Many primary healthcare centers, general and teaching hospitals, and worse, in medical equipment, not enough beds in the wards, microscope, theater light, surgical equipment, shortage of staff, because they are working in bad and tough conditions. For example, a resident doctor in Port Harcourt, I can't see what, but I know you're saying, how hazard allowance, have 5,000 naira. What can that do? While a senator ends 1.2 million naira a newspaper budget. Doctors travel abroad where they are honored. Yeah, you're right. The 5,000 naira medical allowance is an embarrassment, if you ask me. I agree with you. Good evening. I'm Akinshete Olajide. I went to Rand Hospital in Sulu, Lagos, some years ago for medical treatment. Did you know that for more than 3 hours, nobody attended to us? They were all busy discussing. When one of the nurses came out, she said she saw us complaining. She shouted at us saying, if we cannot wait, we should go to private hospital. Shakumaku, did you know I received healing immediately when I heard what the nurse said? I gave her words she'll never forget for her life. I hope you, and thankfully 3 years after, you're a lot better. But it's unfortunate. Ahigwe is calling us from Festac.
Hello.
All right, Ahigwe, kindly move away from the device so we don't get this feature.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm up. Hello?
Good, we hear you now. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I find it very embarrassing to continually talking about hospital not being equipped for several years in Nigeria.
Mm. But we have to keep talking about
it. Where is the Department of Hospital and Maintenance and Equipment? They have that department. Mm. I think that should be their responsibility, not really the doctor.
Mm.
The equipment, they have the maintenance department and equipment and evaluation.
None of this
department is being made mention to the public.
When
they
last were
responsibility.
You? Yeah, when last
then
were you? When last
were
you?
The Minister of Health
listen to me,
good
please.
Health.
Yeah.
I think you start from grassroots on what to take as regards to good hygienic environment. Good feeding.
Right.
When people feed well with all the necessity, not just only to make the stomach swelling, but those vitamins discover that they are very expensive. So most people ignore it. Like buying carrot, buy orange, buy all those things. It's discover that the money spent on that.
Right.
They look at it as a sheer waste of time. Right. And then when the body did not get the necessary vitamin, it results to malaria.
All right, Ahigbe.
It results to headache.
Ahigbe.
It results to appendix.
Oh, dear.
Doctors are supposed to know all these simple things,
right,
and they carry it out or even give a hand bill.
All right.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we hear you, but you're not hearing us. But thank you.
Okay, because I'm off the radio now.
Oh, okay, you can listen through the phone, but very quickly.
So I think the Minister of Education should be able to embark on why people get sick and on hygienic environment, drinking bad water. These are the results of the body not being able to fight back the diseases.
All right.
So all this need to be that you see from people selling in Boston.
Right.
Open food like that. Another person is buying. Another person is talking. You see spit coming out from their mouth. All these things, people, they need to educate people. And even the Minister of Education. Are you Minister of Health?
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Right, right. They need to educate people. And absolutely, National Orientation Agency has a huge work to do. Some of the hospitals I know have they have desks where you can lay complaints and all of that, but I don't know how efficient those things are. I've tried them once in a while, but they did call me back to see what my complaint was, and it was resolved. So I can't say that those things don't work exactly the way they should work. 0700-993-993. I think I can take in. I would love to hear people who have been to the hospital tell us exactly how much. Someone said, a summary of Nigeria's healthcare system in three words. This country, Nawa. Forget our parents' generation. This one, the next, and the one after. Nigeria can't get better until 2415. After breaking into, we can't break even into four countries. Nigeria will have to be one, and then find a way of how to make things work. Which is what we're doing here, asking those important questions. We hope we can ask also to once they have. And they come here. I'm going to be with you, God, in a short while. NHI is a scam. HMOs, many Nigerians don't have access to. Your numbers are very, very, very small where you have HMOs involved with the people. Godwin is calling from Lakwe. Hello, Godwin.
Yala,
hurry up to and make your comments, Godwin.
Good evening. This is Godwin calling from Losoro, Lakwe.
Excellent. Go ahead, please, Godwin.
Thank you. Well done for a good work your people are doing there. Except
when last were you at a hospital? And if you give us an idea how much you spent while you were there, I'd love to know, Godwin.
Well, unfortunately, my HMO covers me under the military hospital.
Ah, okay.
But I've been to public hospital with a younger brother of mine and the wife. It is so unfortunate, though Lagos State, they are doing very well. But the problem is this, if the head is rotten, no matter the level of manure, it will affect the other part of the trade.
Right.
The people we have today at the helm of our affair, they depend on outside hospital, medical, for their survival with their families. And unfortunately, they abandon where they grew to get to where they are. I remember during my younger days, when I go to hospital, get the checkup done, the one that concerns life sciences, they got it done, give you the drugs without even paying. And the class of people that are there today, that is what they pass through. But haven't gotten there, they have destroyed the ladder that they climbed to get there. Now we all depend in London and America, Dubai, for our treatment. Why the majority of people are being left under the perpetual situation we are? Until there is a policy that every government official, especially from the top, must not go on medical care outside the country. That is only where they can be attention to ordinary people and for hospital today.
All right. God
will discover many things that are needful, that are useful. Right. There are no more in the hospital because the governors that are concerned, instead of using that value to provide that, they use it into their pocket. And the end, they will go to Dubai for treatment, allow ordinary people to die.
Right.
Except there is sincerity and change of attitude on the side of our leader, it will be difficult for us to progress.
All right. Thank you very much. And difficult for us to progress unless there's a change in attitude. And that's why we're having these sort of discussions around healthcare so important. And we must ask whoever is going to go into office for at any level, what do you plan for us? If you're budgeting 2,500 naira for every Nigerian for healthcare for a year, how much does that come to in a day in terms of how much is spent on healthcare? Those are relevant questions we must ask and find a way to make happen. Okwe Kende writes on from Ijegun on WhatsApp here. He says, I took my friend to a general hospital for operation. The doctor we met directed us to a private hospital with flimsy excuses unknowingly for us. He owns the hospital. On the inefficiency and ineffectiveness of our health sector, I blame both the government and the healthcare workers because they keep voting for the same government and the party so that they can also retain their jobs. The problems with civil servants and the politicians and the electorate that is voting these people in, knowing that if you're not sincere and fair enough, tell us that you cannot take care of yourself in your country, you prefer to go abroad to get a treatment because you can afford it. What happens to those who voted you in who don't have the money to get the medical treatment abroad? That, for me, is the kernel and the heart of the discussion. So rather than say, don't go abroad, let's find a way to ask them how much are they willing to spend per head? How much do they spend per head going abroad for those treatment? Can they put that money back also too for the people to spend so we know that there's some parity and some equity in how healthcare is administered? So that's it on our Heart Fact. Today is the end of the day, like my commandant in school will say back in the days. Tomorrow is another day. And we will have big discussions also. To the top of the hour, we have the news. And after the news, there's the Voice of America coming up thereabout. But think about everything we've talked about today and see how we can make things improve. We all have opportunity to win 10,000 Naira very soon with just a minute. And let's see where it takes us to. So, if you're ready, I'm ready.